If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio, because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
It is necessary to investigate before legislating. But the line between investigating and persecuting is a very fine one.
The investigators tell us it seems the suspect was going to pass them, then turned and fired.
Christine, Laura, what you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations.
Arise to support the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump.
And I'm about to talk to him about allegations that he was involved with prostitutes in Moscow and that the Russians taped it and have leverage over him.
Welcome back to Masters of the Universe. We are proud to have with us Ed Dowd of Finance Technologies, former BlackRock portfolio manager, and very insightful on a lot of the financial issues happening in the country today. Ed, thank you for coming to us from Maui, I guess, right?
Yes, great to be here, Todd.
Excellent. Thank you. So I wanted you on because I saw what you wrote a while ago at CDM. We used to do a lot on the economic data and try to parse the numbers. And then I just stopped because I realized it was all fake. But you wrote about this. Can you talk about that first?
Yeah. So first of all, the non-farm payroll numbers since the beginning of this year have been suspect. Zero Hedge has talked about this. You and I and others who know how this works saw statistical anomalies. Basically, they kept revising them down every month. So they were goosing the numbers to beat and exceed the non-farm payroll, which got the algorithms all excited and you know, got people thinking the economy was fine. Then every subsequent month, they would revise down. Then in August, we had the 850,000 job revision down, okay? Then we also have, unfortunately, illegal immigration. About 25 million people have been smuggled into the country, which was really accelerated in 23 and 24. Some of those people got jobs. And then there was unprecedented government spending and makeshift jobs. I mean, in September alone, we added 750,000 government workers. Had that not occurred, we would have missed the payroll numbers. Yeah. So the household survey, you know, which is like the private sector household survey, year-over-year rate of change is below zero. And if you look at the chart, the long-term chart, anytime you start decelerating and heading towards zero, you have a recession. We don't have a recession now magically. So they basically did deficit level spending like we saw in the Great Financial Crisis. And what I mean by that is what percent is the deficit versus the GDP? In the Great Financial Crisis, it was 10%. We did last year 7%. This year, when the numbers finally come in, it'll look like 8 to 9%. So basically, Yellen and Biden and Harris and all them basically smuggled in 25 million people, created makeshift government jobs to keep the headline numbers and GDP numbers looking like they're swimmingly good. Trump was elected because real average worker earnings are minus 2%. The last time we had that was in Reagan, was right before Reagan was elected in and right before Bill Clinton was elected in. So the middle class knows we're in a recession, regardless of the headline nonsense numbers. So that's why Trump is in here. The middle class has been destroyed. The rich have done fine with their stock portfolio. That's going to change. And the very poor and the illegal immigrants have been getting subsidized with government goodies. So that's what's kept the economy going. And it's unfortunately, to make the society right and have a middle class, we have to reverse those policies. Trump's going to deregulate, unleash energy production, do some tariffs to negotiate, and get the animal spirits going again, and middle class tax cuts. We'll see like a handoff from this disaster. So we'll have a recession like we did with Ronald Reagan in the first year or two. But long term, it's a good thing, and people got to not watch what the MSM is going to say about Trump right. and how he destroyed the economy.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yeah,
so we're gonna correct the record, because you know actually our audience is bigger than CNN now, so it's yeah, that's not saying much. But how do we know? Just stay on that subject for 1 second. How do we know when the numbers are good again, and we can trust them and actually use them in our analysis or market, you know, theory or whatever?
That's a very good question. And so, like, we're going to have to do what we've always done, is look at outside real world indicators to make sure that the two match up. Mm-hmm. You know, the real world indicators have been going the wrong way for well over a year. And unfortunately, I think the bureaucrats are going to discover the truth now that Trump's in there on purpose. They're going to revise GDP numbers down, non-farm payroll numbers will come down, and all of a sudden, whoa, we have a recession, which we're already in for the middle class.
Yeah.
But the stock markets, which have been buoyed by rampant speculation, and you know, Yellen did some front-end loading of the T-bill market, which is kind of stealth quantitative easing, because as you know, as a bond guy, the most pristine collateral is T-bills.
Yeah.
So when you front load the curve with T-bills, people can hypothecate and speculate, and that's what they've done.
Do you see the government, issuing longer debt? Or how do we deal with this thing? I mean, it was always amazing to me. We didn't issue 100-year bonds for a few trillion dollars back when they were zero. But how do you get the cost down so we can actually even finance this debt? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, you know, look. Here, so there's two schools of thought, and I'm going to tell you my school of thought.
Uh-huh.
If we go into a recession and see stocks start to go down, there'll be global asset allocation out of stocks into bonds.
Yeah.
And traditionally, when you go into a recession, the yield curve inverts before the recession. Then it steepens as you're going into it. The yield curve just steepened again. And what will happen is the Fed will start chasing and lowering interest rates. The yield curve will remain steep, which means 18 months later we should be in a recovery. But in the meantime, the whole yield curve will come down. So yield, you know, the 10-year and the 30-year will come down. So whoever the Treasury Secretary is should take advantage of that and term out the debt. Now,
yeah.
Now the other problem here is if we keep spending and Trump gets fooled into crisis level spending because we have an economic recession and doesn't cut the government, we could have a situation where the yields go up, which they never have done in a recession. If yields go up during a recession, we get problems. So they have to.
Is he being told this? I mean, do you know if he's getting it?
Well, you know, I hope so. And you know, my favorite Treasury Secretary pick would be Scott Bessent. I think you know he. People say, "Oh, he worked for Soros." Well, look, Soros doesn't care whether you're a red guy or a blue guy or a one-eyed, one-horned, purple people-eating monster. If you create alpha, he wants you in his shop. And that's been my experience. He then takes his earnings from that and then puts them in the open society and does what he does. So,
yeah.
And Scott left 10 years ago over politics. So he's one of us. He knows what's going on. He uses the term globalist quite frequently. So he's been red-pilled. And he, you know, he's a macro guy. He understands how asset prices work. He understands flows. And I think he's the best guy for the job. So I hope he gets it. And, I we have to understand the Treasury is responsible for protecting the dollar, not the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. So how does crypto, or does it impact this at all?
Well, look, there's a lot of, everyone's talking about crypto. That's great. And maybe, you know, that's... We have some people working on that in the background, but the first order of business is we have global bond markets that are pegged to the U.S. dollar, basically, and the risk-free rate is the Treasury market. And if we mess with that and start saying we're gonna signal to the world we're gonna do some stuff with crypto too radically, that might cause some consternation. So the first order of business is to get our house in order, and that is to cut the deficit to zero, maybe even get a surplus.
Yeah.
Take an axe to government spending. And, you know, look, there's a lot of talk about, well, when you fire all these people, what do? Give them a two-year severance. The bond markets will look through that. You know that, because they'll say, oh, well, okay, so yeah, that's going to cost money, but, you know, that's gonna go away in 2 years, and the bond markets will look right through that and look at the savings.
Do you think there'll be will it help the economy for the deportation? There's going to be a lot of spending there, right?
This is a special report.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
I mean, there'll be spending there, but I think there was more spending getting them in here than they'll be getting them out, because, you know, once you cut off the government goodies, some of these people will leave anyways.
Well, and that's going to, you know, we're working on a story now that in New York, we're hearing that like 90% of the cars that were rented have been stolen because they took them to Mexico because they're self-deporting.
Well, yeah, because Mayor Adams of New York has already signaled he's going to stop the free goodies, which I think he was strong-armed into doing by the Biden administration. That's why they investigated him.
Yeah, but then you're going to have violence, right? Because you got millions of people who all of a sudden had you know, rooms at the Roosevelt Hotel and free cards and free phones and all that turned off. I mean, they're going to be angry. Yeah. Right? Where do they go?
Yeah, no, there's going to be some civil strife and some confusion, but people have to understand what Trump is going to try to do is restore the middle class. We have a chart, I didn't give it to you, but we have a chart showing that under Trump in his first term, the percentage of financial assets owned by the very rich started to go down, and the average earnings, real income per capita was going up under Trump. That got all reversed out under Biden, and the rich got richer. We went from, you know, 12% of the 0.1% owning financial assets to 15%. So the super rich did phenomenally well under Biden, and the middle class has been scorched with inflation and job losses in the private sector.
So let's switch topics for a minute. You've been on the vaccine enhanced death data. Where do you see that? I mean, we talked about it at length last time we talked, but tell us what the update is, I guess.
So the good news is, through the work of many people, including myself, yourself, all the, you know, alternative media that got the word out, booster uptake is you know, de minimis.
Yeah.
If you look at the stock prices of Pfizer and Moderna, job well done, everyone.
Yeah.
However, those we're still have lingering issues. Excess disabilities are still at 4 million. They're not rising anymore. They're plateauing, which if you're a Chartist, it looks like a consolidation before it breaks out again. Mm-hmm. So we got that problem. And excess deaths are still running around between 5 and 13% annually, which, to give you an idea, during the COVID 21 mandates and everyone getting the jabs, we saw 40% excess mortality in the working ages, 15 through 64. Mm-hmm. Most of the deaths, really, the absolute number of deaths really occurred in those over 64, but it was a phenomenal number statistically in the actuary world. The good news is that number's come down, but still, you got to remember 10% is still a once in a 200 year flood. And if you start to, you know, compound that over time, we have a disaster. We have a health crisis. We have a cancer crisis. We have a heart attack crisis. We have neurological disorders. We have all sorts of disorders that started inflecting in 2021. The further away we get from the jabs, the more it's easy to cover it up. But we have the evidence, we have the inflection points, and we know what's going on.
So is there anything to be done other than, I mean, I know the wellness company and others, RFK is talking about this as well, how to, I guess, mitigate some of those long-term consequences?
Well, the first thing to do is to recall the mRNA vaccines.
Yeah.
I mean, it's They failed their own safety data. They should have stopped the trial and the Pfizer clinical trials. That's been proven. But the fact this is still on the market is a problem. So you have to recall that. And in recalling that, that opens up the liability floodgates. And then social awareness, because there's a huge swath of people that still that don't watch people like you, that still watch mainstream media, that have no clue what's happened to them. And so we have to get a national awareness of the issue so that, you know, wellness company and other modalities of healing can be offered to these people, because they're going to the doctors now and their doctors don't associate it with the vaccine and the spike protein that comes from the vaccine and the virus itself. And so they're treating symptoms, not the core root of the issue.
Interesting. So what else do you want people to know about any economic issues or what you're doing at Finance Technologies?
Well, you know, look, there's going to be financial turmoil. We have the commercial real estate crisis looming. The Fed people forget this. People memory hold this, but we had a bank run in March of last year. We had three banks fail super quick. And what the Fed did is the reason we did is because the Fed had raised interest rates from 0 to 5.5%. And that caused a lot of the bonds on the books of banks, especially safe ones like treasuries, to lose value because of, you know, what you and I know as duration risk and interest
rate
risk.
Right.
And so safe treasuries went down, you know, anywhere from 10 to 30%, depending upon the length of the maturity. And so these were unrealized losses on the books. So there started to be some bank runs. The Fed came in and started lending bank term funding program, which kind of put their finger in the dike. Now we're getting into the credit part of the cycle. So we had interest rate risk first. Now it's credit with the commercial real estate crisis. And then, you know, just other loans souring on the bank's books. The Fed isn't going to bail that out. So this is what's coming. This is what's looming. There's going to be all sorts of mainstream media blaming Trump and his policies. His policies are going to restore the middle class. Stock prices will come down. There will be some regional bank failures, some mergers, but it's not the end of the world. I want to message this. If Harris had gotten in, I was going to be very bearish. I'm bearish on the financial assets, but bullish on the country as a whole. And then coming out of this, it should be an economic boom. So, you know, I was looking for drawdowns in the equity markets of like more than 50%. Now, anywhere between 30 and 50%, and then I think it'll catch and start going back up.
So the 80s are going to be back in a couple years.
Yeah, I hope so.
Ed, where can people follow you? I appreciate your time.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Dowd Edward, D-O-W-D, Edward Getter at Edward Dowd. We have our firm website, financetechnologies.com, spelled with a P-H instead of an F. And then if you want to look at our vaccine research, we have a quick link called humanityprojects.com. Humanityprojects.com. That takes you directly to our vaccine work.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Ed. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I know you're busy. Take care.
Take care.
Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.